Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
And the day when the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, Oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger.
يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا
Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so-and-so as a friend.
لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا
He indeed led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and Satan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need.
Brothers and sisters, previously we started discussing the 27th to 29th verse of this chapter. In the previous program, we mentioned a fact regarding these two verses, last two verses discussed, are having two positions of negation and verification. At first, it is said that the pagan or the wrongdoer is really regretful. يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا I should have not taken such a one for a friend. And then in this verse, it is continued. He indeed led me astray from the message. If he were very far away from perpetual happiness and faith, he would not regret so much. But he had been near it. And it seemed that there was only one step from being happy. But that stubborn, biased, dark-hearted friend, apparent friend, returned him. Thirsty from the spring of life water, that friend took him to the whirlpool of misery. The Quranic word dhikr has got an extensive meaning in this verse. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي He indeed led me astray from the message after it had come to me. This word message or zikr has extensive meaning and it includes all divine verses that are in the heavenly books. And moreover, it includes anything that makes man awaken, alert, informed.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
And in the end of the verse, the Quran says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And the Satan fails to aid man, because Satan always misleads man, leads him to dangerous places, then leaving him wandered. Satan goes after this job, leaving people with their own problems and difficulties after he has misled them, and then choosing someone else as a victim. The interesting point regarding this ending part of the verse is the fact that the Arabic word khadul is used. We must note that this Arabic word khadul, كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا, is an amplification form, which means the one who abundantly fails someone when he must when he is most in need. The reality of khadul is that someone hopes for another person's help, but he deserts him just in the very sensitive moments, in the need situation. Whether this last sentence of the verse saying وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا is said by Allah as a warning for all oppressors and the deviated people, or it is the rest of the statement said by those who are regretting on the day of resurrection, the commentators have mentioned two commentaries. Both of them seem to be in line with the meaning of the verse, but it seems to be that this is the Almighty Allah's word. It is more consistent if we consider this ending part of the verse as the Almighty Allah's words. Anyway, concluding these last three verses we discussed, we understood how important the role of friends are in our destinies, and they are the factors that cannot be underestimated. Most of our thoughts and moral attributes are formed through our friends, and this is what we must be aware of if we want to be the true wayfarers to the station of closeness and mercy of the Almighty Allah. We will discuss this issue more, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.